Miracle at Riedemer House, Junior Version, Chapter 3A. Just a bunch of big, fat lies. Every girl in Riedemer House had a sad story in their background. Some were brought from another overcrowded orphanage, some were brought by a parent who could no longer feed them, and some, like Mettie, were rescued by Mama Addie before being hauled to a workhouse. All of them had lost the love only a family can give. That's why Mama Addie did everything she could to be kind and loving. She knew that real love is powerful and can change people. But Mettie was becoming a challenge that required more than Mama Addie had ever given. She couldn't do it without help. When Mettie awoke from her nap, for a moment she was confused. She remembered feeling happy because she had made a mess in the room, but now the room wasn't a mess. Was it a dream? Just then she heard the voice of Mama Addie, which made all her anger return. Before she had time to shout a hateful word, Mama Addie smiled and said, "Hello, sleepyhead. Would you like to join us for potato soup and bread?" Had she not been so hungry, Mettie would have blurted out a string of nasty remarks, but she held her tongue. Plus, she remembered the plan she had thought of to get back at Mama Addie for treating her like a baby. She walked silently with Mama Addie to the dinner table and took her newly assigned seat next to her. A large steaming bowl of thick soup was set before each child and the rolls were passed around, enough for every girl. But Mama Addie had no roll. After dinner, all the girls pitched in with chores. It was required that every child do work in the house. "This is your home, girls, and we want to keep it cozy and clean," said Mama Addie. She began singing an old hymn, and the girls cheerfully joined in. "Can I help with the dishes?" asked Mettie. Mama Addie couldn't believe what she just heard. Mettie wanted to help. She was so excited she wanted to hug her, but she knew that might scare her, so she smiled and said, "Of course. Would you like to wash or dry?" "I'll wash," said Mettie as she forced a grin.